Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Pretty exciting, one of our own. We've told this story 1,000 times. Used to be known as Sandwich on the Chet Buchanan Show. Michael Lasso getting an award from the city council today. Here's the one thing that I know. First of all, bro, how are you? Michael. Adrian,
oh,
what happened?
There we go. I'm sorry. There we go.
No, it's good. Hey, just like old times. It's just like old times. First of all, how are you? You good?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a little crazy, you know, since the video came out and all that, but I've been doing real good, Chet. Like I said before, I appreciate you having me on the show, and, you know, it's good to catch up.
No, buddy, here's the funniest thing, and Kayla called and said, did you hear the story of the guy, you know, going after the judge? And I'm like, yeah, what about it? She goes, go back. Did you see? She's like, did you see who that was? And I'm like, no, I really didn't. And then I kid you not, I looked it up and I got distracted for half a second once the video started. And I heard you go, whoa, 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 whoa. And I went, because I'm like, I know that dude right away.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I've seen that thing everywhere. I've seen it on TikTok and Twitter and, you know, my memes and everything. I mean, it's insane.
It's weird how life changes in just a second, isn't it?
Oh, that's for sure. You know, I mean, from one minute, you know, I'm kind of just a law clerk. No one really cares about it. And then the next second, you know, it's like your whole name is plastered all over the world. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. And I know you ended up doing Good Morning America. What else? What other big shows had you on?
Yeah, Good Morning America. They were incredible. They sent out a crew did an interview along with, I did Inside Edition. I also did all the local channels. You know, it was just such a crazy experience. It's something I was never expecting. You know, I had so many different people call. You know, I had people reach out to me from WWE. I had people reach out from all over, you know, people from different countries. I mean, you know, really the support was unbelievable, not only for me, but also for the judge and the marshal. I mean, it was pretty unbelievable.
Well, yeah. And I asked your dad, and I think he thought I was joking, but did you hurt your hand?
No. I mean, you know, a couple of scrapes, but nothing too crazy, you know, and thankfully I was okay. The judge was okay. You know, the marshal kind of unfortunately took the brute force of it, but he's recovering, yeah. Thank God. And, you know, it could have been so much worse. So I'm just happy, you know, kind of, you know, it ended the way it did.
Okay. Now this is just boys, and you don't have to answer any of this because I realize that there also might be implications and repercussions and whatnot. Yeah. But that was when you switched to the hammer fist. I figured that's right. I asked your dad. I said, so did he break a knuckle? Because that's usually when you switch from, you know, where you're throwing punches, you go to the hammer fist. That usually means you hurt your hand. And so you hit him with the meat part because there's no bones there. I was proud of you though. You didn't scramble. You got right into the scrap.
You know, it's a small space in there. I was just doing the best I could to help. You know, it was such a crazy situation. Everything happened so fast. You know, you're kind of just figuring things out. But, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm kind of happy it turned out the way it did and everything was okay, yeah. You know. It was just such a wild, crazy experience. But like I said, the outpour and the support from the whole, you know, not only the city but the country and even from outside the country, it's just so humbling and incredible. So,
yeah. And I'm glad we haven't caught up since this whole thing happened because I knew that everybody was coming at you. And so you didn't need you didn't need one more piling on. But today seemed like the perfect day. What is this thing? Are they giving you a special commendation today at city council?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going down to city hall. I'm actually heading there right now. Going to be meeting up with the mayor, and I guess she's going to be giving me an honorary award for Citizen of the Month. So I'm just, you know, I honestly couldn't believe when she called me. I was like, do you know whose number this is? Like, you know, is this, are you sure you made the right call? And, right. You know, it's so crazy.
God, and your parents, they couldn't be prouder. They just couldn't. I guarantee it.
They are. They're incredible. You know, the support they've given me has just been incredible. And you know, like I said before, the whole experience is just so surreal, you know?
Well, and they've always been that way. Your parents have always been so proud of you. And so have we. You're a great dude. And just, you know what? I feel happy for the judge that you were the guy that was there, because it didn't, the more I looked at that, I went, yeah, it doesn't shock me at all that you took care of business. So, just, we're super proud of you, man. And I haven't told you since you left, but, it was great having you around, and we knew you were meant for much bigger things than this stupid show. So, we should catch up and have a beer soon. And the deal that we made off the air, that deal stands. So go take care of your other obligations. And,
Absolutely. I'll be taking you up on that. And I really do appreciate all the kind words. It's so nice catching up. It's so nice being back on the show. And I really do appreciate it again. So thank you.
Anytime. Obviously, if we need muscle, we're calling you first.
Well, I told the judge now I might have to start going to court in gym shorts.
You're right. Right? And you with your hands wrapped, ready to get just ready for action. All about that action, boss. That's awesome. All right. Have a great day. I'm going to text your dad right now just because I miss him. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much again. Have a good one.
All right, brother. We'll see you. That's Michael Lasso. He's getting an award from the mayor today in front of the city council for stepping up when that guy tried to attack the judge. And yeah. And he used to, I was going to, Adrian, I was going to tease him at the very, so part of what sold us on Michael, and I just love him. He was the president of his fraternity. And he wanted to be in radio. Like his dad's a lawyer. So his dad was kind of pushing him towards that, but he wanted to do something fun and just see if it was interesting to him. Yeah. So he got a scholarship through the Nevada Broadcasters Association and I think I hosted the gala that year. And I went up and said, hey, any of you guys want an internship? Come and talk to me first, because we'll have some fun and we'll throw you right into the mix. And Michael came up to me that night and just said, I want that internship. And so and came on the show. But it was so funny. Part of what we said, we go, can you cut video? And he's like, oh, yeah, I can cut video. Oh, we can cut video. We did. I think it was Chihuahua races. We used to do Chihuahua. We might have to bring that back this year. Chihuahua races. And we did video for it. There was like a year and a half. We were like, hey, Chihuahua races video done yet? No, I'm working on it. And it just became a running joke. This video. Oh, yeah, no, I should have it done next week. It's great stuff.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.